I thought it was important to take somebody that was established, that had some authority when he says something. Well, you know, it's not just like anybody off the street. And he agreed, like he understood where I was coming from.
Where were you coming from? What was the original idea for the film?
The original idea, it was simple at the beginning. It was just, there's great, fantastic African hip-hop being made and nobody knows about it. That was like a very vague idea in the 90s that became more concrete when I was in 2004 at the Wega Hip Hop Fest, and I saw what it is. I thought that the best way to talk about what was going on in Senegal, but also in Burkina and in many countries on the African continent, was to say it through hip hop artists, because they have a way of like simplifying complex issues into words that everybody can understand. So Awadi was able to do that. He could talk about politics in a way that you could understand what was at stake, what are the issues, what is the condition of everyday people.
One critic said that this was a good film for anyone who wants to learn more about African politics. Why do you think that is? And what would someone take away and learn from your film?
I made it deliberately so that anybody who didn't know about Africa or about African politics or its history or about hip-hop, well, I tried to interest them, like to make it compelling. Anybody could pick up what the issues were, what was at stake, and who are these people that fought for a different Africa, for an independent Africa, the Kwame Nkrumahs, the Thomas Sankaras, the Patrice Lumumbas, the Amilcar Cabral or Frantz Fanon. They had a different proposition of development for their countries and the continent. They had this dream of the United States of Africa. So you can be stronger and have more control over natural resources instead of dealing one-on-one with Europe or China or the U.S.
The modern idea of Pan-Africanism, a United States of Africa, has been discussed and talked about for over 50 years. Is there something, is there something new to the discussion that this film talks about?
I don't think it's an old idea. I think it's a very, very, very contemporary idea, very modern. And it's something that a lot of people don't know. The last that people heard about some vague concept of the United States of Africa was from Kadhafi.
Don't you think in African classrooms they're learning about Lumumba?
Lawedi talks about that. He says in the film he did his album African Presidents because if he wanted that album to go into the classroom, because people don't learn about their own history.
What do you think the role of musicians is in the political sphere in countries such as Senegal, where Awadi's originally from, or Burkina Faso?
Well, they have a huge responsibility, and what I really appreciate with these artists, what I'm impressed is that they know about their responsibility.